fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
That's good.
How are you?
I'm very good. It's nice to be back in the old BFM chair.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. What are we talking about this morning?
Today I thought we'd talk about high heels.
Oh, very flash. What specifically about high heels? Their history, their genesis?
Yes.
Ooh. Got a bit of lounge music in the background there.
Do you guys wear high heels?
I used to.
I'm not sure I even own a pair.
I don't. I own a pair of Docs and a pair of Birkenstocks, and that's my whole shoes.
I own a pair for a wedding I had once.
When I worked here, I wore high heels all the time.
Nice.
But my office that I work in now has got wooden floors.
Oh.
And because it's a shared space, I don't want to go stomp. So I wear flats mostly.
Oh, that's very considerate of you.
Yeah. It might just annoy people.
Yeah.
Stomping like a horse across the floor. So where did they come from? What's the deal with them?
Well, originally men wore them. And I've read a few different things. Like the first one said 10th century, but others said kind of traced to the 15th century.
Okay.
Basically, they came from Persia. And it was soldiers wore them when they were riding horses. Because it secured their feet in the stirrups when they stood up to shoot bows and arrows.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So if you think about it and you think about horse riding.
Yeah.
Like all, cowboy boots and all that kind of thing.
True.
All have a slight heel.
Yeah. Lock it into the stirrup? Right.
Yeah.
At what point does it become a high heel from just like a boot heel?
I guess it is actually just flat compared to high.
Right.
But if you look at early Persian pictures, they are quite pronounced.
Yeah.
Like at least kind of 2 or 3 inches.
Yeah. That's quite the heel.
Yeah, and they were kind of slightly, they were kind of like more of a Cuban heel, for the Persian ones. But then when they kind of got adopted into male dress, they were more of a square heel, we're kind of seeing a resurgence of that now with
your little
a lot
sort of Cuban heeled boot kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like a lot, I think Gucci make a lot of male shoes like that, but also like R.M. Williams and all that, they've all got slight little heels.
But that's kind of that cowboy thing as well, isn't it? Still got that on the farm, practical, but actually just fashion shoe.
My mind just goes straight to a stiletto.
Yeah.
Every time.
I'll get to that one.
Okay, sorry.
Basically, the Persian migrants and diplomats went to Europe in the about the 16th century, late or early 17th century, and as was the trend for a lot of like courts, when a new kind of diplomat came in and all that, they would adopt the dress and it would all become the height of fashion. So all the men started wearing heels.
Cool.
And
so it's obviously like a sign of like high status or something though as well.
Like. So Louis XIV introduced red soles and red heels. So Christian Louboutin. And only his trusted nobles were allowed to wear it.
Wear the red ones.
And they had red heels, and if you look at pictures like early on in the court of Louis XIV, who of course is a sun king, built Versailles and all that, you can see some of them wearing the square red heel, and of course it was that about status and all that sort of thing. And then for women it kind of came in a bit later on, but they wore these things called chopins, and they were shoes that look like just slides with a cover, but the pedestal, like the kind of like early platforms, could be up to 54 centimetres high.
Wow.
54.
And they would use their maids.
So do with that.
They would use their maids as their crutches.
Walk around carried on the shoulder of their maids.
Imagine if you rolled your ankle on a 54 centimetre high platform.
You'd have no leg. That's,
and it kind of like was in Venice that kind of started, but then it kind of like,
that is ridiculous.
I know, crazy, eh?
And I love that it was nearly a metre. So were their toes coming out the front?
Oh, no, their toes were covered.
It's like a giant Adidas slide with a platform on it.
But basically, it kind of was like that, but covered.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. Say, I feel
kind of like
this,
a slipper.
Okay.
I feel like in this era, showing your toes would not have been.
No, well, and
not
that's not allowed.
Yeah, but you couldn't see the shoes because the skirt covered them.
So they just looked like giants shuffling around.
And the higher the the chopin and the higher the dress, the more fabric, so the more status. You know, like all these, you know, it's always about
there's
status.
Such ridiculous ways of flexing wealth. It's like, here I am with my giant platforms.
I can't believe
platforms.
The first thing was a slip-on.
Yeah, for the woman. And it kind it's of, it, women's heels were like became kind of like quite pointy when they had pointy toes, where men's heels were square with like a squarer kind of round toe.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, like if you think of England and stuff, it's all cobbled streets, so it's quite hard to walk.
Oh my God, yeah.
So the more, so it kind of showed that like you were wealthy because you didn't have to work, so you wore your high heels like...
And you got carried around by your people.
Basically. They kind of became unfashionable around about the 1790s because they were impractical for walking. But in the mid-19th century, the heel made a comeback. Basically, not as general fashion, but as an item worn in fashion photography, primarily in erotic pictures.
To make your legs look good.
Yeah, I feel like it is like a high heel is kind of like a sexy thing. Like it's meant to be.
Yeah.
And then in World War II, of course, like the high heel kind of made a comeback with pin-up girls. And like, you know, they see lots of pin-up girls on the side of aeroplanes and stuff like that, and they're all wearing quite high heels and stuff.
And not a lot else.
Yeah, exactly. But the stiletto was first designed in 1954 for a Christian Dior fashion collection. And of course, stiletto means thin dagger in Italian. And the first stiletto had a steel...
daggery. Wow, that's pretty cool.
I had always wondered
that actually, if it came like straight from the knife sort of thing.
Yeah. In films where they use it as like a weapon. I always love that. I'm like, yes,
spy
she got
movies
him with the
where
stiletto.
She gets her shoe out.
Totally.
Yeah.
And you know, I guess like the kitten heel came in around the 1950s. Wedges and platforms were kind of popular in the 60s and 70s. 80s kind of brought back the high heels. Of course, Sex and the City had a lot to do with Milano Blahnik. She kind of helped create his name.
Yeah, true.
I wonder if she got paid for that.
She probably got lots of free shoes.
She probably doesn't need it.
At the start, maybe, though.
Yeah, maybe. But Sarah Jessica Parker actually has a shoe range, I think.
Does she? Yeah. That doesn't surprise me. It feels on brand for her.
But I guess, like, the weirdest and maybe my favourite high heel is Lady Gaga wearing Alexander McQueen armadillo shoes.
I can immediately, as soon as you said that, I popped into my head. Those armadillo shoes are wild.
You know what they remind me of? You know when you're a kid and you're drawing, like, a lady and you put high heels on her and you draw an A?
Yes.
You draw an A and that's her high heel, and that's what those armadillo shoes remind me of.
That is exactly. So if you don't know what we're talking about, you can kind of imagine, like a kid's drawing of a high-heeled shoe. That's those Alexander McQueen heels. They're pretty amazing, though. Have a Google.
They almost look like an N, kind of.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. They're pretty wild. She did change the game for shoe wear for
the
a
kitten
while.
Heel disappeared for a bit, but I think it's back.
Yeah.
Don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, I don't mind a kitten heel. I think the name really...
It's very cute, little kitten.
Yeah.
Little baby.
It is fascinating how it did start off in men's fashion and now it's so gendered in that it's such a seen as such a feminine item of clothing.
Yeah, I think it's definitely making a change though. Like Rick Owens, and he's made some platforms that are like, you know, unisex. And there's a picture of Marc Jacobs recently wearing, I think they are Rick Owens platform shoes, and they look really cool.
They're
very exaggerated.
Also, with the kitten heel kind of coming back, I feel like that's like something that a lot of men wear more
A smaller one.
Yeah. But just like a little kitten one.
A little kitten heel.
Oh, baby.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir. It was very lovely to hear you on the radio again.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in this morning. First day back.
No problem. Straight out the gate. That was fashion.
That was fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.